Sounds Kenny Loggins and Footloose. 9 minutes past two on Kennet Radio. A Thatcham transport firm has been hailed as one of the fastest growing companies in Europe. The Financial Times has ranked 500 Logistics as the fastest growing logistics firm in the UK and the sixth fastest in the sector in Europe. 500 Logistics, based by the railway station in Thatcham, grew its revenue by 127% from 2019 to 2022. And earlier I spoke to Steve Dinsey, who is director of the firm.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Paul.
First of all, tell us about 500 Logistics and what it does, please.
Of course. So we're a Thatcham-based logistics company providing European road freight and global air and sea freight to a number of clients across various industries and countries. We pride ourselves on our efficient and reliable services, tailored to meet the unique needs of each individual client. So we've got clients in various different industries, from events to manufacturing.
So if I'm a customer, would I have a box for you to ship or a whole lorry load?
It can be absolutely anything, from a single pallet that you need to get to one of your customers in a different country, to a trailer full of supplies that is going to a golf event in another country. So really anything that you need moves from A to B, we can move it for you.
Over the last 4 years, just so much has happened, hasn't it? If we start with Brexit, that must have had a big impact on your business. How has it affected it?
Yeah, indeed. Brexit had a massive impact on us and presented significant challenges for the business. There was the change in trade regulations, introduction of customs procedures and border controls, which required extensive adaptations to our operations in-house. We invested heavily in ensuring that we had the correct compliance customs software to comply with the new regulations and to streamline our processes, which enabled us to mitigate the disruptions to our customers' supply chains. It did, however, help us in the sense that we then were expanding our services to become a fully registered customs agent, which meant that we could continue to offer that true end-to-end transport service to all of our clients.
But presumably that has entailed extra staffing, because that takes a lot of working, doesn't it, the customs business?
It does. So we've had to, alongside getting the correct software, we've had to invest in the recruitment of the correct staff that have, A, the expertise in customs to be able to complete those declarations, but also to give us the extra capacity in-house to be able to manage the additional workload. So a job now would take probably 20 to 30% longer or more documentation to do the same work as before.
So would I be right in saying, from your point of view, Brexit has meant a net, if you like, expansion of your business because of this specialism that you're bringing to it?
It has. So Brexit has meant that the business does it by offering additional services that are required to get the transport moved. However, it's then had an impact on margins because you're having to increase the number of staff in-house to be able to offer those same services.
Yes, right. Now, what about the COVID lockdown? When we last spoke, we were in COVID lockdown, I think, or at the beginning of it, and the cost of living squeeze. How have these affected your operation?
So the COVID lockdowns definitely posed additional challenges. They led to fluctuations in demand and capacity constraints within the transportation networks. And then on top of that, the rising cost of fuel, labour, raw materials have put pressure on operating margins, but also the availability of people within the network. However, having that resilient team in place, strategically planning in advance of where we're going, have enabled us to navigate through these turbulent times while still maintaining that commitment to the service excellence that we provide. And also for us, having a wide range of customers across various industries has helped safeguard the business. When one customer's industry may be shut down for a while, we've had another customer that's increasing in, say, food, and more going out to the supermarkets.
Last time we spoke, it was specifically about helping Ukraine and sending out lorries to Ukraine at the beginning of the war there. How is that progressed? Is that still going on?
It is still going on. It's going on on a different scale to what it was at the time. The initial logistics effort was quite monumental. We helped to coordinate the transport of vital supplies, food, medication, humanitarian aid to support anyone that was being affected by the conflict. So there was a lot of planning, collaboration with relief organizations, and then obviously the swift execution of that transport to get the aid out when it was needed. The effort is still going on, but on a slightly more prepared scale. So now everyone is aware of what is needed. The aid organizations who are working together. So there's less of the panic and more of that just ongoing supply chain now.
Do you send out a lorry every month, or how does it work?
So at the moment, we're working with two customers, which are both aid organizations, and it will vary different times of the year. There will be different volumes. I would say on average, there's 1 to 2 trucks a month that are going out, which can still be anything from additional blankets and warm supplies right through to regular food deliveries to keep the camps and the additional places going, basically.
What about the cost of that? How is that covered?
Most of that is now funded by the charities and the aid organizations. So we continue to offer the transport at cost. It's not something that we look to make money out of, but that is funded through their fundraising efforts, and they are then paying us to move these vehicles out for them.
Financial Times, tell us about their listing and where you are in it.
So we're truly honoured to be included in this list. Every year, Statista and the Financial Times compile a list of the 1,000 fastest growing companies in Europe based on revenue growth over the last 3 years. They've placed us 163rd in that list and recognised us as the fastest growing logistics business in the UK and the 6th fastest growing business in Europe, which for us is an incredible achievement and something that we are massively proud of. I think it's testament to the dedication and hard work of our entire team and that high service level that we strive to offer to all of our customers. And as all of our growth has been organic and driven by our employees in-house without any external investment or funding, I think it is real proof that by maintaining your core values, by continuing to strive to offer those same levels of service to the customer, anything really is achievable.
That listing, I think I'm right in saying, was growth between 2019 and 2022. So quite
that
a while
is
ago.
Correct. Yeah.
And how have you done in your revenue? Because it's built on revenue, isn't it? It's judged on revenue. How have you done since then?
So we had 2023, we have increased revenue again. So we've had about a 25% increase on revenue year on year. And again, because we're seeing the after effects of still the pandemic, of Brexit and increased costs, the margins are slightly lower, so which does lead to a higher revenue with less profit margins. But we have still seen that sustained growth and the growth in the team as well.
The team went up from 1 employee to 6 employees in 2022. Would that mean that presumably a lot of your costs are in subcontracted drivers and so forth?
Absolutely. So for us to be able to offer a truly global service, it would be unfeasible to be able to have all of our own vehicles and drivers. We offer a service to our customers where most places in Europe we could collect within half an hour to 45 minutes. The sheer number of drivers you would need to cover Europe would be impossible. So we rely on our agency network overseas as well as the expertise in the UK to be able to deliver that service to our customers.
That's brilliant. So what of the future, Steve, for your company and the industry? What are your thoughts the next year or so?
So our biggest thing at the moment is working out how we can try and help the logistics industry to be more sustainable. So we're currently going through application to be a certified B Corp, focusing on the sustainability and how we can leave the planet in a better place than it is currently. There is no getting away from the fact that the logistics industry is one of the biggest polluters in the world. We can't take most of that out, but what we can do is offset carbon emissions. We can look at ways that we can reduce those emissions to help the planet moving forward.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for talking with us, Steve, and the best of luck with your business and to your employees. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on again.
You're very welcome.
That was Steve Dinsey, who's director of 500 Logistics, who have recently been ranked by the Financial Times as one of the fastest growing companies in Europe. And they are based at the Rotherneed Centre, just near Thatcham Railway Station.
When you hold me, there's a place I go.